thankful today for His goodness. It is. I'm thankful that we have a time in our nation that we set aside for Thanksgiving. God did set the United States into existence of being a country for the purpose of the gospel being spread to this Gentile world. I'm confident of that, that the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation, when the early church back there, I want to just look at it a minute, that I know you probably remember quite a bit of it, how that there was John called it a wonder in heaven, a woman clothed in the sun, which we know that was the New Testament church that was clothed in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The sevenfold light, there was a, she had the moon under her feet, which was the Old Testament, the law, and the prophets. That was the foundation. We was talking this morning in Bible study how the planting, Jesus said to His disciples, you'll reap where you didn't sow. There was something sown among the Jews in the Word of God, prophecies and promises that they had looked for its fulfillment. And that was the foundation of that New Testament church, standing on the moon, or the Word of God that was given under the first covenant. And then she had a crown of 12 stars. God, through Jesus, gave 12 apostles a government for the church, the New Testament church. Gave rulers and a government for that church to operate. In fact, it's called the Kingdom of the Lord. John the Baptist came preaching that the Kingdom of God was at hand. Jesus picked up that message and took His torch. And of course, on the day of Pentecost, the Kingdom of God came into existence under a new covenant. And Jesus is the King of that Kingdom. And but he set 12 rulers over His Kingdom. Here are physical rulers on the earth back there in the New Testament, in the early church, after the day of Pentecost. Jesus was the head of that, or the king of it, but He had 12 rulers under Him that watched over it and governed the things that took place in the church. And then it said, she, being with child, travailed in birth and pained to be delivered. That church back there was impregnated with the Word of God to bring forth a man-child. Later it shows in this chapter that there was to be a man-child born, which is a picture of overcomers, those that would rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. That would finally, God's ultimate purpose and plan for eternal life would finally be accomplished here on the earth. I used to think, you know, He's going away somewhere and, you know, some other place in heaven. I didn't know that the earth was going to, you know. The Psalm says that the earth will be forever. This earth is never going to, all this universe, all of these galaxies, God put those into place for, it's part of His eternal plan. And in the book of Revelation, you see the city of God, which is the bride, There's different pictures. You know, we talk about the man child. That's just a different picture. An allegory is a picture, you know, to get you to see something. It's like using, you know, drawing a picture to show to give forth a meaning. And one picture in the Bible of overcomers is a bride. Jesus having a bride, a helpmate, to work together with him. And that's one picture to show what overcomers are going to be like, that they'll work together with him as a helpmate or bride. Another picture is a man child, that there's going to be rulers that are going to work with him. And here this woman, she was impregnated with the, and this is talking about the early church, with the Word of God. You and I are impregnated with the Word of, being impregnated. The Word of God is working inside of us to bring forth a birth of a new being. Bring something new forth in our lives, not just when you're born to the Holy Ghost. That's the beginning of it. That's the beginning of this new birth and this new life. But finally, it's to germinate and work in us until finally God has to clothe that with a new body, because this body won't be able to house an eternal existence. I don't even think this body can really take the full glory of God, the full glorification. In fact, I even see that something's got to happen to earth dwellers. Something's got to happen. Earth dweller not going to be able to stand it in this body right here. Something's going to, when you finally remove all the curse, and finally all of the, and we get back in a state where there is no curse. There's no sin, and there's no corruption. Well, I don't know what kind of state that is. I don't know what state actually Adam and Eve was in before there began to be corruption, and a curse began to take hold, and God cursed things. And there's something that is going to have to transpire when all that's lifted. But anyway, this woman, there was something working in her to bring forth the likeness of Christ, and finally be clothed with eternal life and even a glorious body. But then John saw another wonder in heaven. A great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns, and his tail drew a third part of the stars. Finally, the prophet that taught lies, finally, when God finished the harvest and he began to take that Jewish ministry off the scene, there was enough falsehood that came in that overthrew the gospel. And the dragon was warring. The dragon stood before the woman in 4b and was ready to be delivered, and which was ready to be delivered, and he stood before her to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne, and the woman fled into the wilderness. The dragon wanted to destroy the church back there and what it was producing. It didn't, the dragon system, which was religion, and it was coupled together with civil powers. Religion finally got the help of civil power, the strength of civil power, and to be able to accomplish. They'd have never been able to kill Jesus if they hadn't had the help of the Roman government. That was part of the dragon system, the Roman government, and it gave its strength and power to religion to control religious matters. and to help control people. And just like down here, you can see, I mentioned something yesterday about that in Russellville, that the government that we have right now in the United States of America is God's doing. God put this nation into existence, but He's also going to bring it to judgment, and He sets up kings and tears them down. And I'd be very fearful today about what's going on in our government if I didn't understand God's purpose and God's will. I'd be scared with what's going on, because I can see that a dragon power is rising up right here in the United States of America, and we've got a president here that's denying that this country is even a Christian country. But that's God's doing. God is going to judge this nation, and He's going to rise up. He's going to raise up men, and He's going to cause them to believe a lie and be damned because they're rejecting Him. And so, it's a fearful thing if you didn't understand that God's right in control. There's a dragon power rising up. But the body of Christ is coming up to a place of perfection and fruition, or to a place for God to accomplish His will in gathering all of His people together. And this birth, that this woman is with child to bear a child. Here again, this woman's going to bear another child down here. And this what we're reading about here took place back there. But He said, I saw in verse 7, let me read verse 6 first. After her child was caught up to heaven, it said, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her 1,260 days. For 1,260 years, the woman fled into a desert place. And for 1,260 years, the woman was in the wilderness, so to speak, spiritually. The New Testament church went into a wilderness condition. And it wasn't, it had fled from that dragon system back there. And it was in hiding. But then, and then he adds in verse 7, said there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. There was a war in the church back there. The New Testament church found itself in a war against the dragon and his angels. That dragon system of civil power that gave its strength to the religious system of that day, that compromised and joined together with it. That force came together in fighting against the true church. You know why? Because God's gospel, this gospel of God, is against the flesh. And brother, it'll judge you. That's why when you come in the house of God, if it's really a church, I'd hate to think anybody could walk in those doors back there and not get convicted if there's sin in their life. I'd hate to think that we don't have enough of God in here that wouldn't convict your life if you're living in sin and you need God. I'd hate to think we didn't have enough God in us that you could feel some of God's holiness here, some of His calling and separating us out. And that there's enough of God's Spirit here that it would deal with your life. We don't ever want to lose that. The religious system of the world, back then, during those days, they were convicted. That's why the dragon came against them. It's because Jesus, when He first came, He rejected the religious system of the Jews. He said, you've missed it. You've missed God. You've fallen. You're in a sinful condition. And he showed his disciples what was wrong with the religious leaders of that day. He condemned it. And brother, they didn't like it. Wouldn't it have been something if what would have happened if Israel's leaders would have just said, let's repent. Let's repent, receive this man of God, and sit down and let him teach us what God sent him here to teach us. My Lord, what would have happened to the world? But they rejected it. And they fought against it. And they warred against it. But Michael and his angels, that Michael is a word for, it means, that name means like Jesus or like God. Jesus was like God. He was the image of God. That was his, you might say, his military name. He was like God. And his angels, or his ministry back there, fought against that system of the dragon and prevailed. They won that battle, and the dragon was found no more in heaven. They revealed the falsehood of all of that system back there until nobody believed. Nobody that was God's children anymore believed or gave any influence to the false system of religion of that day. And but that caused the dragon, he was cast out. Let's see if we can go on down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Verse 11. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them, and woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. That's religion and the ungodly world. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. There was that dragon power back there was warring against the church, and the church was prevailing, and the dragon knew it. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child, and to the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Right there, that woman, first she fled. She ran from the dragon. But then she was given two wings and she flew. And that was during the Reformation, when God began to give truths to the Word of God, and God sent the reformers to the United States of America. And she found a place to be nourished of God. Here we are, being nourished of the Lord here in the United States of America, is where God chose to restore His church. Thank God for the truths that we've got, and for what the Lord is working on here in this nation. Of course, somebody sent me an email. I wished I could actually, we actually are to get it and play it. I might try to do that here. I don't know. Maybe I could. I'm not sure. Maybe I could get it. This week. Who was it sent that? Brother Brett, did you forward that to Michael and you to me on George C. Scott on the song? Francis Scott Key, that's it, on the song Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, we all need to hear that. In fact, have you still got that saved on your email? If we pull that up back there on email, can you play something on it? Well, you just pull it up on yours back there and he can play it. See if you can get that up. If you can't, I want them to hear it. It's worth listening to. Because it's talking about, how many of y'all remember the Stones, the Star Spangled Banner? Oh, say, can you see from the dawn's early light? Somebody help me with the rest. What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched. Yeah, watched. A rampart is it's like a wall. It was a wall that was built around a fort. Over the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs burst in the air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, can you, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Or the land of the free and the home of the brave? That's a tremendous song that was given. And the reason I still think we ought to be thankful, saints, for the country we live in and for what God did to bring this country into existence was for the purpose of the everlasting gospel to be restored to its full sevenfold life. And I think a lot of people have lost the understanding. That's right. The story is told about how that song was written and its meaning. And I'd like to take time for you to hear it. Okay, yeah, here's the third verse. Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved homes and their wars, desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heavens rescued land praise and power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just. Just a minute, let me see if I can. And this be our motto, trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. All right, I want y'all, you got it where you can play it to us? All right. I'm just going to take just a minute. This just takes 10 minutes or so. I want you just to hear this because this is history of our country, and it'll give you more meaning to this song of what God did to bring the gospel.